This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 234 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Franklin's Fire Chief James McLaughlin and firefighter paramedic Laurie Roy. Laurie serves the fire department as the infection control officer. This was conducted via conference bridge to maintain our social distance during this pandemic period. Chief McLaughlin shares the modifications taken by the fire department in order to continue to serve us as the community in responding to 911 calls. The firefighters are taking extra precautions as they respond to the call to minimize exposure on both sides and help prevent any further spread of COVID-19 in their interactions. This conversation runs about 10 minutes, so listen in.
Steve Sherlock here with Franklin Matters and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. Anywhere on the net. Today, we're joined by our fire chief for Franklin, James McLaughlin, and
firefighter paramedic and fire department infection control officer, Laurie Roy.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
I know, Chief, we talked at the beginning of the month and time has flown by. That recording will be out tomorrow as we're recording this today on Tuesday. It'll be out on Wednesday for Franklin Matters and all the readership and listenership, eventually on Franklin Public Radio. I'll get the time as much as I can to clue people into when they can listen to that one. That covers your first 8 months here, but we've got an opportunity to kind of cover this past 2 to 3 weeks because you've been quite busy, almost perhaps as busy as you've been in the first 8 months. I'll let you take the lead as to what you're doing and how you're continuing to stay prepared to deal with this pandemic for the Franklin residents.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. And first and foremost, for you and your family and for all the listeners that are listening to today, I hope that everybody is staying healthy, staying safe, and most importantly, staying home. It's important that I let everybody know that the Franklin Fire Department is working as it always does. We're answering emergency calls. But we've just had to make a few modifications over the last several weeks. So we have the ability of dealing with the COVID-19 in the most responsible way. We did put out several general notifications to our department members over the last 3 weeks. And significant ones include just when the firefighters come to work in the morning, they report to the apparatus floor and they all are getting screened and having their temperature taken before they actually report to work. And then also we are changing the way we do business. Firefighters have the habit when we're always out to help people, but now we have to slow down and take a minute when we go to these calls and we have interaction with the public that we stop. We try to get as much information both prior to getting there through our communication center, but more importantly, even when we get to the scene, get as much information from a distance as we can and use as least amount of personnel as we can. Our goal right now is to have the most minimal interaction with the public. If one firefighter can have close interaction with them, that's what our goal is in every run. And just yesterday, we put out a new general notification that all of our firefighters on every run now, they will all be wearing goggles, gloves, and they will also be wearing masks on all of the calls for their protection as well as the protection of the people that we interact with. In addition to that, all patients that are brought to the hospital, there would be a mask, a surgical mask put on that patient as well. So, and another thing that we've done is we've been just trying to keep constant knowledge, getting as much knowledge as we can with both the CDC, the Department of Health, and internally we have firefighter paramedic Laurie Roy, who's on the call, who's been our infection control officer for quite a long time. Her also with our EMS Lieutenant Bill Blanchard, they've really done a great job working on day-to-day, minute-by-minute really, keeping on top of all of the new information that we're getting as this incident evolves. The week of March 9th, the whole department, every group came in, and we had refresher training for everybody, hands-on refresher training that Firefighter Roy and Lieutenant Blanchard conducted, and she's really been a true asset for us, being ahead of the curve with this and being as prepared to serve the people as possible. So that's important for me to let everyone know. But the message from me is we continue to do our job And we are, and our vehicles, our equipment, our stations, they all have a stringent cleaning schedule that, we have right now. We've got good support from our facilities department. We have personnel coming in cleaning our, vehicles. They're cleaning our stations on a weekly basis. And obviously our firefighters each and every day are doing the best to keep all that equipment as clean as possible so we can provide a, service that is safe for everybody that we interact with.
Indeed, because it's not just obviously you and then the patient or whoever you're responding to serve, but then based upon that interaction with that individual or individuals, you know, the rest of the team and then that individual's family. I mean, there's opportunities all over for kind of that cross-pollination spreading, and that's where the social distancing needs to be reinforced. But then in your case, you've got the additional protections, gear, masks, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. We do. We really make sure within the stations themselves that the firefighters are maintaining that social distancing as well where we're in the station. And as far as protective equipment goes, we do have orders in. We have an adequate supply of protective gear now. We have multiple orders in through, both the state, Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, as well as outside private vendors that we're trying to get that. We're trying to get those supplies. But right now, we're in good shape.
Laurie, anything particular to add in regards to some of the training, at least that we highlight and, you know, give that other warm and fuzzy to the residents that it's all in good hands, in your hands, in the department's hands?
Well, I think it's important for everyone to understand that we are still here if they need us. Please call 911 if you have an emergency. We will be there, okay? When we do come to your house, it may take us a little bit longer to get off of the trucks because we are getting into our personal protective equipment. That equipment includes the eye protection, an N95 surgical mask, and gloves. Once in a while, we will be wearing a gown. If we have a gown on, it's because we anticipate having to go within 6 feet of a patient. That's to protect us, and it's to protect the patients as well. And it's not just medical calls that we'll be wearing this PPE on. If we come to your house for a malfunctioning carbon monoxide detector, we may ask you to, you know, go into another room while we're walking around your house, and we will have on the same type of equipment coming into your home.
Sure.
We want to maintain as clean of an environment as we can. That way we're not transmitting disease to people and they're not transmitting disease back to us, because we need to stop the chain of infection at some point. And the only way to break the chain of infection is to take out a link. And these masks and the PPE is just one link in the chain. So that's why we're doing it.
Indeed. Well, we appreciate all the effort. And yeah, it may take a little time, but ultimately it'll be the best way to go.
Right.
Yeah. And certainly based upon the information, however the 911 call is, if the caller is descriptive enough to give you that kind of info that, yeah, it's just a, you know, a fire alarm or a CD, carbon monoxide piece, as opposed to it's a patient who's fallen, you know, got kind of a break or potential injury that way, as opposed to somebody with, you know, an illness that could be, you know, something's in the neighborhood of the symptoms from COVID. That'll get that extra info, at least gives you a little bit more of that preparation before you walk in the door.
Right. So it would be helpful if when people do call 911, please answer the dispatcher's questions thoroughly. They're going to be asking extra questions. If you are a person under investigation or you're at home in a self-quarantine situation, please let the dispatchers know. Also, if you are a confirmed positive COVID-19 patient, please let the dispatchers know, because that will enable us to get into our PPE a little bit sooner and into your home a little bit quicker to deal with whatever the emergency is at hand.
Good points.
And Steve, just as an aside, just as regarding the fire department beyond what's going on, burning permits are still available. Residents can go online and get their burning permits. And our smoke and CO inspections have been waived by the governor. So for closings, there's certain paperwork that a buyer and a transaction would have to sign. But we are not doing any of those inspections right now for the safety of both our inspectors as well as the public. And we really want to mention that the town website, franklinma.gov, really is keeping up to date with a lot of good information. There's a lot of good links on there. And there's a lot of good information, and we really encourage people to stay informed and stay informed with good, accurate, factual information, especially as it evolves throughout this incident. And staying on top of those type of things are really is going to be very important for people to get through this safely. And we really encourage everybody to do that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I know they've been updating almost on a daily basis. And I've been sharing those updates through my channels as well. And certainly reinforcing that, yes, try to only share the trusted sources. There are other sources out there that we should not encourage, because unless they're really trusted, that could do more harm than good, and that's not what we want.
Right.
Good. Unless you've got anything else, I think this was a good update, concise, to the point, reinforcing the social distancing, of course. And on behalf of the residents, thank you for doing what you're doing. And I wish you all the luck in continuing that. And all, I think your best practices will certainly help you. But if we can give you the virtual hugs in the meantime, on behalf of the residents, I'll do that. And thank you. And be safe, be well. And I'm sure you'll take care of us, proverbially us, the rest of the residents, should the time come when we need to make the call.
We sure will. That's what we're here for. Thank you, and everyone be safe.
Thank you.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends or neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.